let's move on here on our broadcast day here on Heart City Radio. And we are being joined by Bike Against Traffic. Did I get that right?
You did.
Nailed it.
All right. So tell me, first of all, just to introduce yourselves to our listeners, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah, my name is Justin Pearson.
I'm Evan Pearson. I'm his brother over here.
And we're just a group of, we're two of six riders right now and one videographer that are currently biking across the entire country.
So does that mean that he doesn't have a bike?
He doesn't have a bike. He's got four wheels.
And the air-conditioned car.
With all of that equipment, awesome. I wondered if he was going to strap everything onto a giant backpack and just be at the...
Along.
Yeah, he would be the pace setter, I'm
right,
sure,
yeah.
Right?
There's been moments, yeah, he's been running to get those shots.
Faster than we're biking.
It's pretty depressing, actually.
So the Bike Against Traffic, you've got six bike riders, and these are bicyclists.
Yep.
Of course, getting close to Sturgis, we have to make that very quick change there. But
yeah,
as we move through this discussion about Bike Against Traffic, a lot of folks on bikes don't want a lot of traffic, but this is a different kind of traffic,
right,
a much more important traffic that we're discussing today.
Yeah, that's definitely something we've had to clear up a few times as we've been on this trip, is we're not biking against cars. We're biking against human trafficking. So raising funds and awareness through the act of doing something kind of a bit wild to raise awareness and funds to fight human trafficking.
All right, so Bike Against Traffic, when and why did it get started?
That's a great question. I'd say it really came together about a year ago. It took us about a year to really plan what we were actually doing.
And how we wanted to fight this thing. I think a year ago we were like, we should bike across the whole country.
Yeah, and then we kind of like, well, if we're going to do something like that, we should make it bigger, make it for a bigger cause. We've seen charities go across the country before. This is not like reinventing the wheel on raising money. And we're like, well, what's something we're really passionate about? And human trafficking is something we all collectively are like, this is actually a evil that not a lot of people are talking about that needs to be addressed. And so once we agreed to that issue, actually, we've all grown so much in just passion to fight this thing, in information. And there's currently an estimated 50 million people stuck in modern day slavery, and one in four of those are children. And so just being uncles and, you know, having been close with family,
future
just imagining
parents.
Future parents, imagining those kids, it's been actually awesome to say yes to this mission and bike across country.
Yeah, I think
that.
Something else with this is our group, our slogan for the group is do something that does something. So our goal is to actually take something that, you know, could seem like such a ordinary thing going on a bike ride and using it to put the focus on something that needs fighting. It needs to be ended. So our goal is to actually basically lift the eyes of people to be like, hey, this is an issue.
Sure.
We need to actually address this and fight this.
So you're certainly raising awareness. I mean, you're going across the country. You're now halfway across the country.
Yeah,
in the middle of
God.
The country.
It's the halfway day.
You know, talking on the radio, and I'm sure that this is nothing new to you guys. So I'm sure that the raising awareness is nothing difficult for what you're doing.
Right.
What about the funds? You said you're raising funds.
Yes,
how does
correct.
That work?